the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the Music Store.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Specials Podcast for another week. Strictly Come Dancing and The X Factor, both into their live shows, of course, now. So plenty of betting to be had every week as well. We've got Rob Dixon on the line, the William Hill trader, who prices all this stuff up, and Andy Holding as well, who likes to try and take money off the bookies. You both well?
All good, mate. All good.
Excellent.
Yeah, very well.
We've had a pretty good run, actually, between the two of you. I think every week we're getting winners here, left, right and centre. We're going to start off with Strictly, as we normally do, for the outrights, first of all. We'll run through those. If there's any change there, guys, then we'll have a quick look at it, but I doubt there is, really. Still at the top of the market there, Jay McGuinness, still odds on, 4-6. Then you've got that huge... The only change, actually, is that the gap gets bigger every single week, even though you wouldn't think it should do. Georgia Mayfoot, Helen George, Peter Andre, all 8-1 now. Anita Rani, 12s. Kelly Bright, 12s. 14s, Katie Derham. And then the Kirkwood, 100-1. Jamelia, 100-1. Jeremy Vine, 100-1. Not much to say on the outrights, guys. We've probably said most of it that we need to, haven't we? If you've backed Jay already, great. If you haven't, probably not worth touching him at 4-6.
No, I mean, he's going to win, isn't he, Jay? I mean, literally, since that job, he hasn't looked back. He's actually grown even more popular, even though his dancing hasn't achieved the heights of the
It's amazing, isn't it, really?
He's still polling absolutely off the scale on all the polls I look at. For the first week, he actually dipped under 50%. I think he's been knocking at 54, 53, 55 every week, and I think he was 41 this week, but he was still very strong compared to the rest. Anita and Georgia and Helen were the next best. A couple of those actually got into double figures on the percentage marks this time. But generally speaking, yeah, Joe's just been really solid. Everyone loves him, and all he's got to do is get into the final, and then he'll win because he's got the jive up his sleeve again, and it's a landslide, isn't it?
What is interesting is I was reading a couple of articles, and you might have seen this week a leak from the Daily Star about Katie Derham leading the poll. Whether you believe these leaks or not is up to you. The actual telephone poll. They claim they were right. The same source was right when the girl, the woman off This Morning Britain, whatever it's called these days, Susanna Reid, she was way out in the polls and got to the final. It's probably, you know, whether you believe these things or not, she's still 14-1. You know, lo and behold, if she gets to the final, come the end of it all, we might look back and go, yeah, maybe the Daily Star were right. One to bear in mind anyway, Rob, isn't it, if you're having a bet on the outrights at the moment?
The Daily Star, I did read the article, the Daily Star poll does tend to be pretty genuine as well.
Pretty good on the reality
Chris
stuff,
Holland
aren't
they? At 25-1, so it is in mind. And we did see a bit of money for Katie. I mean, she was terrible last week. She drifted all the way out to 18-1. But the fact that the Dirty Style poll was leaked on Monday just moved her just back into sort of 12-14-1. So it seems a little bit too early for a poll leak, and maybe it was a poll taken on sort of week four when she did get the highest score. So we're waiting to see. But as Andy said, it's going to take something quite special to stop Jay.
Yeah, you never know in these reality shows, do you? If someone goes on a bit of a journey. Of course, last week Kirsty and Brendan went. They were in the bottom two with Jamelia and Tristan, and the bounce back didn't work for Jamelia, and we saw a bit of a sob story, didn't we, as well? Last week, just a quick summation, the top scorers were Georgia and Giovanni with 35, Jay and Aliona 34, Helen and Aliaj won 34, then no one else got above 30. Should we have a look at the high scorer first this week, guys? Instead of the elimination first. The market looks like this. Jay McGuinness, 7-4, hasn't high scored since that jive. Peter Andre, 4-1, hasn't been getting above 30. I think his highest is 32 so far. Anita Rani, 6-1 next. Helen George, 6-1. Kelly Bright, 6-1. Georgia Mayfoot, 7s. Katie Derham, 12s. Jamelia, 20s. Carol Kirkwood and Jeremy Vine, both 100-1. I was reading about, I was thinking about Jay in the week, you know, when will he kind of come back and really take over the show again? There was a great... I read this article, Andy, and it was talking about how Jay may be ready for another kind of pimp slot here. These are the stats. It was from an article by Rob Ferber. He says that Peter's danced after Jay in the running order in 4 of the 6 weeks to date, so we might see Jay dancing after Peter. Peter's already danced last or next to last 4 times this series, compared to only twice for Jay. And Strictly has got past form in putting strong male celebrities doing the Argentine tango at the end of the show. For example, Jake Wood was 7th of 7, Jason Donovan 10th of 10, and Matt Baker 11th of 11. Interesting stats those, aren't they? Have you been looking at Jay this week as well, or have you got your eye on someone else for top score?
I think Jay's a worthy favourite. I think Rob's put him in at 7 of 4. He's quite rightly, if you like, for want of a better phrase, running scared of him, because he knows he is doing potentially what is always one of the best eye-catching dances of the series. It's the first Argentine tango off the shelf.
Yep.
If anyone's going to pull it off, it is going to be Jay and Aliona, the sort of like the dream couple, if you like. Is there or isn't there a romance going on? Who knows? So many column inches have been written about these two. Bust-ups with her husband and all that because of Jay, and Jay's been texting one or two of the other girls. There seems to be a bit of a love triangle going on there. And because of that, there is obviously going to be a certain amount of intensity involved in the Argentine tango dance, which is what it needs. You need that chemistry. It's a very emotional dance. It has to be full of emotional content. It's a very moody dance. And if any couple can pull it off, you have to have really good chemistry, and these two have got it in abundance. So if he does get it right, and that is the key with Jay, some weeks he hasn't, some weeks he has, but if he does, then I don't think there's that many that can touch him. But he has come up, the wheels have come off with him a few times, so it just depends whether you want to back him at 6-4 to find out.
Mm, yeah. Would you?
Personally, not, no.
7-4 it is, actually. Sorry, 7-4.
7-4, yeah. I think there's a couple in here this week that might just give me room for money, similar to the couple of bets we put up last week with Georgia at a big price. I do think Georgia's going on a bit of a run at the moment.
Mm.
I think she... We'll get onto another betting market in a second, because I want to put her up in another category in a minute or two. But she was a worthy winner last week with the tango, which not necessarily is one of the better dances to do to get top score, but I thought 35 was fully worthy of that mark. And she's doing the samba this week. Man, she's looked really good in training. I think she's putting the hours in. I mean, she wasn't very well last week, and she still got top score. I think secretly she's becoming very, really competitive at this. And I know Giovanni is looking at the It Takes Two programme. He desperately wants to win this. The two of them are becoming more and more polished, and so are their dances respectively as well. She's getting really good polling as well. She was actually second highest on the polls that I look at last week of who you like and who you did the best dance. She was the third highest on YouTube with her playbacks. I think there's just a gradual bit of momentum now building up behind Georgia. And she's at 7-1. That's not a bad price to get a really good samba, which is a dance that you can easily score top with. And I do think Peter Andre is going to have a good week as well. I've been sort of like pouring cold water on his chances overall, and I certainly stand by my views with him. I don't think he's got any chance of winning this competition. He might get to the final at a push, but I think we've seen enough of Peter to suggest he isn't as good as what we think. But having said that, I think you have to look at it one week to the next and judge it on its merits. I think the Charleston for him this week could actually be one of his best dances. He's looked really good in training, despite him obviously not putting as many hours as he wants because he's selling his book. He's doing it to Do Your Thing by Basement Jacks, which is also a very good dance song for the dance. So all in all, I think Peter as well, around about 4-1, along with Georgia, are my two against the short price favourite this week.
Mm. Rob, tell us why. I know you're squarely behind Jamelia and Tristan. They're doing the Viennese Waltz to Trouble by Ray LaMontagne. You might know that. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, that she's been, obviously, you know, she's been in trouble twice in a row, and we had a bit of a kind of a bit of a sob story, didn't we, in a sense, and wouldn't be a big surprise if they play on that this week and maybe give her a bit of a favourable slot in the running order and maybe some favourable marks.
Yeah, maybe not the slot in the running order could be the tricky one for her. I like the fact she came out, she showed sort of vulnerability, saying, I don't know why the public sort of don't like me in the Sunday show before the dance-off. So they've given her what I think will be probably the easiest dance for them to high score. It's a dance that should get a close, if not better than the 32 she got a couple of weeks ago. And I just think she needs that. They need to push her up the leaderboard to get her out of this bottom two. If that's the way they want, it's at some stage the two strugglers, Carol and Jeremy, are going to have to are going to become vulnerable. And I think this is the week. I know Andy tipped Carol to go last week, and the amount with Carol, I think Carol traded as short as sort of 4-6, 8-13 in running. And it's just one of those where any stage of this series, you always get to a bit. As soon as one dancer goes, that you think, yeah, they were a pretty good dancer. Then there's that sort of effect of, well, hang on, there's two people here who are just taking up spaces that they shouldn't. Now it's going to be, I think it's Blackpool week.
21st,
is it? So I think they're trying to get one of them gone by then, with maybe the other one going.
Well, Jeremy, they want Jeremy in Blackpool.
Yeah,
they're
happy to take Jeremy, but maybe Jeremy goes in Blackpool. But I'm not sure Carol. I mean, she won't go on the tour due to her BBC commitments. It's that sort of time where you start looking at who's available for the tour. And we've picked up a couple of winners in the last few years of people who aren't going on the tour who were sort of vulnerable at this stage. But I think what they've done with Jamelia, they've given her the best possible chance to avoid the bottom two. And I think they will give her a decent score. I think the score will be 32-33. Mm, right. Jay, obviously decent fav with the Argentine Tango. Simon Webb did it, was the first one to do it last year. He did it in week 8 and scored 38 with 3 tens as well. So the tens could be getting an airing this week as well.
Yeah, I think traditionally this week is when we see some tens, isn't it? Week 7, yeah. I think you tend to see tens, don't you, Andy?
I think we are, Dewey. I think you're right. And that's why I think Rob's made a half a decent case out for Jamelia with doing really well with the Viennese Waltz, but to actually win it with 32, I think you're going to need 35 plus this week.
Yeah, it's a good price, Jamelia, but you want it each way, don't you, really? Well, yeah, you want top three.
Yeah, I think we're saying that it's one of these. If Jay is on form and they don't probably give him too much to do, which was the sort of problem that they've had in the last sort of couple of weeks where they have marked him down because they know his potential. I think Jay will quite easily score sort of 35-36, but I mean that second place is definitely up for grabs. There's a lot of them doing sort of similar type of dances to you'd expect. I think the scoring will be high this week by what the dances have got, but I just wonder if they would mount Jamelia exceptionally high if they're going to try and get her out this bottom two, which they probably will need to.
Let's look at that elimination market then that Rob touched on. Carol Kirkwood is the 11-10 favourite to go next. You look at Carol and her partner Pasha are doing the American Smooth to Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Incidentally, Chris Evans is still touting for votes for her, so you've got to build that in. You know, the reason she's not touching the bottom two is because she's so popular. It wouldn't be a big surprise if she's really close to the top of the board. She's watched by millions and millions of people every morning and listened to by millions and millions as well. And when you've got someone like Chris Evans banging on about your chances, then it's at this level of the stage of the competition, it's worth bearing that in mind. Jamelia is 5-4, the next to go. We've talked about her already, bottom two twice. Will she bounce back from those two? Jeremy Vine then, big jump up to 8-1 to be in the bottom two this week. We mentioned him. Tango to Go West by the Pet Shop Boys, that'll be fun. Katie Derham next at 14-1. They're doing the quick step to 42nd Street. Then you get to 25s and bigger. Anita Riley is 25s, incidentally. I wonder if it's one of those weeks. I mean, if Carol gets in the bottom two with anyone, she's gone. Andy, that's it, isn't it, really? But is there anyone who could join her in the bottom two, do you think? Or do you not think she will get in the bottom two this week?
Well, I thought she was a certainty to go last week, and the betting reflected that. Just on pure dancing ability, she should have gone a long time ago, but the public are keeping her in. She's hugely popular, and that's a problem if you're taking a short price about her. You're basically betting against what is a very strong swell of support for her. I mean, it was probably one of the worst dances I've ever seen on Strictly Come Dancing last week. She got 13. She
didn't
get that. It was just unbelievably bad. She basically just pranced and stepped around and didn't do any samba, rumba moves at all. It was actually quite embarrassing to watch. And
I reckon I could get 13 if I just had a week's training.
Even if you didn't know what you were doing, you'd still get
more than 13. I'd just do it in a week.
Yeah, I think I'm in single figures.
So I mean, that's the problem, isn't it? Really, if you're looking at taking such a short price, but she's the obvious choice. She's the obvious favourite this week. Are we going to get a double bounce or sympathy bounce for Jamelia? You know, obviously she's come out and she's almost got to the point now where she's given up trying to win over the public. It is what it is, as they say. And obviously she put a couple of lines in there to say, well, the general public don't like me. Will she? People actually take notice of that this week and give her a chance? Because what you've got to look at beyond the obvious, Jermaine and Carol, is who on earth is going to get in the bottom two those two aren't in it?
Well, Jeremy and Carol have never been in the bottom two, which proves, obviously, you know, given the fact, you know, if we do some simple maths here, Jeremy averages 20, Carol averages 18 a week. You know, all the others around them have gone. And, you know, you're talking about Ewan, we're talking about Anthony, we're talking about Kirsty, Ainsley, you know, all those others are long gone. So, you know, if they've never been in the bottom two, it can only mean that obviously they're getting huge votes from the public. They must be top two,
well,
top three.
Absolutely.
So who's down near the bottom with Jamelia?
Well,
who's going to be forgettable this weekend, I suppose?
Well, you almost can't make a salient case out for anyone, logically, to be in that bottom two with one of the two worst dancers. I mean,
no.
I don't think Jeremy will be in again this week for the reasons you've outlined. They want to get him to Blackpool. He's doing another good dance for him this week. He looks as though he's trained. I actually think he's actually improving. He's a much better dancer than Carol. And he's got that cult following. And although he's got poor technique, the public have taken a shine to him. And you can't, you know, bottle that, can you? He did a good salsa last week, which, you know, he did it to a fair standard. He got over 20. Craig actually gave him a 4. Like I say, he's doing the tango this week. I think, you know, he might actually get it to the heady heights of going over 22. But then you look at the rest there. I mean, Katie and Anton, if you say they're polling well on that Daily Star poll, they're doing a quick step. That should be good enough to get them through.
What about Anita, Andy? We never talk about Anita.
Anita's a funny one, really, because I think it's the Gleb factor with her. I still think that they're voting Gleb in rather than Anita, so you've got to factor that in when you're just looking at her as a dancer. She's almost going into that sort of beige category at the moment.
She doesn't get very well marked, does she, either?
A lot of that is down to the fact she does go out early a lot.
Yeah.
She's hardly got anything after halfway, so the judges' paddles tend to get higher as the night continues. That's why I always think if you go last, not only have you got a chance of getting a good score.
She must be due a late slot soon.
She's
she's, what, third last week? First the week before. Having said that, she was the penultimate one out in the movie week three. But she didn't do too bad in week two either. So it's not the last couple she's gone out late, I suppose, gone out early. But before that, she was doing all right.
Well, I think it's going to be a high scoring week this week. I thought the dancing was particularly poor last week. I thought the standard was not very good. I think a lot of that was because it was Halloween night. It was more about the costumes and the themes of the thing rather than actually all the dancing. And it kind of like knocked the scores down. But I actually think a lot of these couples are doing very strong dances for them this week. As I said, Helen and Ali actually doing the rumba, which should really suit her having a balletic background. And the rumba has actually top scored 4 times in the past, and all of them have been females. So you've got to obviously factor that in. Jamila, she'll do okay in the Viennese Waltz.
Kelly and Kevin with the waltz.
Kelly and Kevin with the waltz, that's going to be really good. Kevin's choreography in the waltz is always of a high standard. He always scores high in that. Peter and Jeanette, I actually think they're going to go close to top scoring this week in the Charleston, so that's got no chance.
Who's going, apart from Jeremy and Carol, Andy, who do you think is going to be sub 30 then in that case? Anyone? Jamila could still be right down there on 32.
Yeah, I do.
I think
30-31 actually could be, you're going to be third or fourth from bottom from the leaderboard. I think a hell of a lot of scores are going to be close to in between the 30 to 35 mark and over this week. I think the standard is going to be very high. So if you are then going down to right, you can't possibly vote these out, or these are not going to go out. You know, the obvious choice is to keep coming back to Carol. I think it's got to be Carol this week.
It's hard to, it is hard, because like you say, she cannot beat anyone in the bottom two. It's hard to see, you know, hard to make arguments for anyone unless someone gets completely forgotten after going on early. It's an interesting market, that, isn't it?
The thing is as well with Carol is I think because she was so tragic last week, it's like the X Factor thing, isn't it? If you sing badly and the judges have a right pop of you, people tend to get behind you more.
Mm.
So when the sympathy's there because she danced badly, it's, oh, poor Carol, look, they gave her a terrible dance to do. Let's give her another chance.
Yes.
So the better dance they do and the more polished they are,
they forget.
She's doing the American Smooth this week.
Yes, yes, yes.
The more chance then people thinking, oh, we don't need to vote her in this week.
Yeah.
She did a good job. She's doing better. So I think that kind of reverse psychology could actually backfire on her.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely spot on, Robert. Then we see that all the time in reality shows, don't we? How that sympathy just disappears when there's no need to be sympathetic anymore. So it's a very good argument, that.
I'm still struggling to work out who's in this bottom two.
Yeah.
As Andy said, it's all a much of a muchness, isn't it, trying to work out if you could get any sort of indication. You know Carol and Jeremy are going to be bottom two on the scores, but you know they're probably going to be top two on the thing. I don't know. I just think it's set up, I think, for a shock bottom two.
Well, we haven't had a week where it's been an absolute travesty for them to be in the bottom two.
But I think this is where it could, if
it's this week, then it could also spike the next week and people think, hang on a minute, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, you think it could be two who shouldn't be in there at all. So not even Jameer. So we're talking then about, you know, someone like an Anita and a Kelly, for instance.
Yeah.
Or something
Anita,
like that.
Anita and Kelly with a two, I was coming based on, I would have put Katie in, but this Daily Star leak, if it's true, is probably, if it is right, then
you're looking at
probably takes them out of it.
So what you're looking really from a bit of a betting tactical way in here is backing Carol Kirkwood, Andy, and then picking one outsider who you land on as a bit of a fun bet almost. 80% of your stake on Carol, and then maybe 20% of your stake on an Anita or a Kelly, just in case.
Yeah, because something skew is going to happen this week.
Is there any danger that Peter Andre, despite the fact that we think it could be his best dance, could he not be dragged into this?
People still love him, though. I mean, I know we've gone off him, but people still like him out there. You know, he's still one of the most famous people in that. I think if he has a good dance, then people will be more than... Women love him. Yeah, housewives absolutely love him, don't they? So.
And they're going to want him on the tour, aren't they?
Yes,
they're going to want
absolutely.
Andre, and he's their flagship man, isn't he?
The commitments are that Carol probably won't be on the tour. I've got Kelly Bright, I think they pretty much announced that she won't be on the tour due to EastEnders' commitments. Is there anybody else who's not likely to be on the tour? I think Jay's already signed up for it, hasn't he?
Maybe Kelly because of her commitment.
Yeah, if it's between, maybe it is. Yeah, I just wonder at what stage it would be.
I've backed her to be top woman, so I hope you're not.
Fascinating market, though, isn't it? And it's one where you can really kind of, you know, look at all the different aspects of it and the public vote compared to the dancing ability.
Carol's been a mover. Carol's 2-1 at the start of the week. So Carol's been the sort of big mover. I think it was 8-11. 8-11 Jamelia, 2-1 Carol at the start of the week. And it's completely sort of switched round now. Mm. So I think you might see the bottom two market heading to our pages in the next, by the time the podcast is released.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay,
it is
nice.
Quite an interesting... Yeah, it's one of those markets where I think Jamelia would probably start odds on, but I think she can easily be taken on.
Mm.
Carol obviously would probably be about the same price. If she's 11 to 10 to go, she's probably 11 to 10 to be in bottom two, and pretty much the same with Jeremy. But it's a very interesting market this week.
We've talked long and hard about this now, but just one final point there on Kelly Bright. Dancing the waltz. I was just looking down the highest scoring dance and lowest scoring dances for these celebrity couples. Georgia and Giovanni's lowest scoring dance was the waltz. Helen and Aliage was the waltz. Jamelia and Tristan's was the waltz, and so was Anthony and Otis. I mean, that's no great shakes. That
a lot of them did them in the first 2 weeks, didn't
true.
They?
There's a lot of
Georgia did it in the first. Georgia was second week. Helen's was first.
Might be another reason why people are looking and thinking, well, that's one of the. It might not be the real. It might not be a true reason. It might be people looking at it and thinking, fascinating. The other market you mentioned, Andy, there was one more. Was it the match bet?
No, not actually. Oh. No, I think we've covered most of the match bets, haven't we? Early on in the series. I'd back Kelly Bright to be top woman because I thought she'd got plenty of legs at the price early on in the series. But I think now we need to start taking this even more seriously. And I think there is going to be a pecking order in the next few weeks, and we're going to get a real shift in power. And as I touched upon earlier, I think George is the one to get with now. If you've already had a bet in the market, I think you need to have a massive save, or if you haven't played in the market, then make Georgia your main bet. She's 5-2, as I said. I think she's doing a really good dance for her this week. She's looking really good every week. She's still got some big powerful dances to pull out the hat as well, and I think actually technique wise there isn't that many of the other girls that can touch her other than Helen. And I'm not sure whether Helen's is as popular as Georgia. So I think she's going to have a foot on her head through the rest of the series. And the others are kind of like just going along, chugging along at the same kind of level. Whereas I think Georgia's actually... She's got that kind of Carol Flack momentum behind her for me. All of a sudden, everyone recognises that she is by far and away the best. But she's done it gradually. She hasn't been like one of these in-your-face dancers early on. You think, God, she's brilliant. She started getting slow. Average marks early on. She's only like mid-20s, and you know, things weren't going all that great. All of a sudden, I just think she's going to go into another stratosphere, and now's the time to back Georgia to be top woman.
Very good. Any final thoughts on Strictly before we move on to X Factor, Rob?
No, I think between us, I think we've covered. Yeah, I think every
we've done that to death, haven't we? For 25 minutes. X Factor. Then we saw the first live shows last weekend, and the market for the outright winner of the series shows Louisa Johnson as a 5-4 favourite. Che Chesterman 5-1. Fourth Impact 13-2. Lauren Murray 8-1. Anton Steffens 12s. 12s for Sean Miley Moore. 16s for Monica Michael. Mason Noyes is 25s. As is Max Stone. Kira Weathers 40s. Reggie and Bolly 50s. Next week we're going to have Daniel Gould with us from SofaBet. I'm sure many of you read his articles, so that'll be good to get his thoughts on these weekly markets. I know you've got to shoot off in a minute, Andy, but you're squarely behind Che Chesterman. What did you think of the opening weekend?
I thought Che was okay. I didn't think the song that Nick Grimshaw gave him was particularly that good, but he did a fair enough job. I think he'll get better. I wasn't actually sure the way they styled him either. Yeah. Didn't particularly. I think he a certain clothing line that sort of dressed him more than anything else. I still think there's more legs in Jay, providing, like I say, they give him the right material to do well with. Louisa, I said to you, didn't I, with the text, am I missing something? I don't know why she went shorter in the betting. We were expecting a good performance. We got one, but I don't know. There's just something kind of not quite right with her. I think she's got it touches a tomorrow about it for me. And I think you're very in very dangerous ground backing her at a very short price, because I still think there's plenty of good opposition in behind. You know, I don't think we've seen the best of quite a few of the others. Fourth Impact, Lauren Morley, Sean Marley Moore, all these have got a good deal of potential. And I actually think one of the better performances of the week as well, and she's becoming a bit of a slow burner on me, and that's Monica Michael. Even though I don't think she'll win it, I still think she's one of the better singers in the show. So it's still a good competition. It's still wide open for me, and 5-4, plenty short enough. I don't know what you guys thought.
Yeah, I think, Rob, surely the only reason that Louise is that short is because no one wants to take a punt, and you know, everyone's kind of following each other's lead in the bookmaking fraternity, because there's nothing else about it. I mean, and the fact we see that the judges wanted to win, because they all stand up, even though it wasn't that great in a performance. It wasn't a standing ovation performance, was it?
No, but I can see where they're sort of coming from. You've got the sort of gold background. I know Daniel, when he's on next week, he's very keen on the sort of background and things like that. But
the camera angles and how it makes you look like a star and all that sort of stuff.
They've talked her up as the winner, and I think she is still plan A. The others, they're sort of there.
It's very early though, Rob. She'd just be brave and put her out a big price and take the money off the bookies.
Yeah, you say it's early, but the fact that, I mean, it's a double elimination again this week, because you're on a shortened time. I think there's only 6-7 live shows, so if you've got to imagine that you're sort of at week 4 or 5 now, and these are the sort of times where you are telling the punters, this is the person we want you to win, and the put downs for other people they don't want to win. And the negative news stories have to come quicker, because it's a shortened time. Obviously, we saw with Anton got quite sort of negative comments. There was negative stories in the press again this week. And if they don't want you to win, they're very quick to let you know on this sort of show.
That's certainly true. Andy, thanks very much for your time. I know you've got other things to do.
Okay, so
thank you very much. Good luck with your bets on Strictly, and we'll chat next week.
Yeah, look forward to it. Cheers, boys.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Holding there, giving us his thoughts on Strictly, and a brief chat about X Factor as well. To the markets that we've got available here, plenty of them. You know, top boy, top overs, top group, top girl. Have a look at all those. Top three finish as well. We've got the first to lose all acts, first boy eliminated, first girl eliminated. And we're having a look at the third elimination market, of course, now as well. Though, if we've got a double eviction, then... double elimination. It's not Celebrity Big Brother. The first person leaving on the night will be classified as the next eliminated for this market. So if we get that double, double, then just bear that in mind.
I think they confirmed last night it's a double on the extra factor.
It's good of them to confirm it beforehand, isn't it, rather than just spring it on us.
Oh, yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it, considering what they did last week, so at least this week they've announced.
Although, to be fair, they're not really doing it with punters in mind, let's be honest. They should, shouldn't they? They should do, maybe, yeah. In terms of the third elimination market then, Reggie and Bolly 9-4, Kira Weathers 5-2, Max Stone 9-2, Mason Noyes 6-1, Monica Michael 8-1, Anton Steffens and Lauren Murray 20s with Sean Miley Moore 33s for fourth impact, Chase Chesterman 80-1 and Lewis Johnson 100s. We had a surprise last week, Rob. I know it wasn't the first eliminated, but it was still a surprising betting terms. You could have backed Alien Uncovered at a big price during the week. Are we likely to see another surprise here with a double?
Yeah, you could back them quite big during the sing-off as well. So 2-9 Kira was in the sing-off, and unfortunately for William Earl, we didn't lay as much sort of 2-9 as we'd like. So that coupled with Bupsy going first wasn't our best weekend. But yeah, hope to make our money back this week. It's flip flop these two favourites. We had Kira was fav early on in the week, but you'd think that the bounce and the fact that she's got the regional vote might sort of keep her in. Like, you could make pretty good cases for why she was in danger last week. The fact that they'd focused on the other two girls, Monica Michael coming back didn't help her at all, and she was sort of the forgotten one of the four, really. But the fact that there wasn't really, to me, any reason why people would vote her last week, and that proved it. But you'd think that she's in danger, she's not going to get this vote, she needs to get this vote, and I think she'll be strong enough. I think there's enough sort of popular support out there for her to avoid the bottom two this week, or the bottom three, sorry.
Yes. We've got all these song choices here, Rob. It's probably worth going through them now, isn't it, while we talk about this. Louisa Johnson is doing Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. I find some of these choices amazing. Monica Michael's doing Beyonce Crazy in Love. I can see her smashing that. That's a really good pick for her, I think. We haven't got all of them, by the way. We've got Sean Miley Moore doing California Dreaming, which again is an interesting one, the Mamas and the Papas. Max Stone doing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Although we've got two for him, we've also got Return of the Mac down as a possibility.
Is that a reggae version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Probably, yeah. We've got quite a lot of different suggestions here. One that I've seen here, which, if this is true, this is interesting. Anton Steffens is reportedly doing Jessie J, Bang Bang, or Meghan Trainor, All About the Bass.
Could be a mashup.
Why? He's a soulful. Why would he be doing those songs?
Why? Because it's the whole. This is the last 7 days of work that they've put in, isn't it? This is. You got the negative news stories on Monday.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
He head-butted Simon on Sunday. Simon doesn't forget these things, does he?
True. So, he kissed him.
He headbutted him, really, didn't he?
He kissed him.
So even something like that was taken as a sort of negative.
I know.
And
it's unbelievable, though, isn't it?
For me, it wouldn't surprise me if Anton was on first either tomorrow.
But 20-1, it's unlikely that he goes first, but 20-1.
At 20-1, I can see him in a sing-off. I don't think he goes.
I think people really like him, but there's something a bit strange about him, isn't there?
Yeah, I could see him dropping in the bottom three.
And these newspaper stories, which aren't basically one of the stories, is an allegation that he's not fostered. You know what I mean? He wasn't fostered. He claimed he was fostered. He wasn't fostered. You know, obviously paper talk. We don't want to get involved in all that sort of stuff. But these sort of things leave a funny taste in the public's mouth, don't they?
The media is strong. Yeah, it's not. It's easily to. I'm sure you've got confirmation. If you've been fostered, you'll know whether you've been fostered or not.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty easy to prove, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, so. I mean, there's no smoke without fire on these sort of markets. And you do tend to notice that if they are negative about you, it will affect your chances. It wouldn't surprise me. It's a kind of a. I just think at 20-1, I think it's a decent price. But,
yeah, it does look.
You can make the front two. I think Kira does get the bounce this week. Whether the bounce gets out the bottom three is maybe open to question, but I don't think she'd be to go in this third elimination. I don't think she goes.
Yeah. Reggie, by the way, Reggie and Bolly are doing... I was so surprised by Anton's choice that I didn't get to it. Reggie and Bolly are doing Beautiful Dangerous, that Slash and Fergie song. I think I've gone through the rest that we've got. I think it is actually Bang Bang he's doing. It's been confirmed rather than the other one.
But
Max Stone's doing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. He's an interesting one, isn't he? I'm not quite sure what he brings.
I don't know where he got his support from last week.
The only reason I can think is that he's one of the most normal. There's nothing, you know, all the others have got something about them. And people might just think, oh, he's that guy that we supported during, oh, he's the one that the public really like. It won't last forever, will it? But it's...
No, but is it enough just to get him past that first week? I was looking at Monica Michael this week. I have actually backed her as well. Based on the idea that there was a bounce for her based, the fact that she got the wild card and that, and there's obviously that awful VT that they showed us waiting for this phone call.
That was one of the worst pieces of X Factor ever.
Yeah.
If anyone who's listened to this didn't watch it for any reason, as Rob says, she was waiting. The whole premise was that she was surprised by a phone call from Rita Ora. And one Monica's acting skills, which I'm sure she's never professed to be a great actor, weren't the best. And two, as Rob said, there was a camera crew in a house. It should have been a giveaway, shouldn't it? They're the things that let this show down so much or make it hilarious, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah, but I think Monica might be in danger this week. I could see her definitely in the bottom three. That's for me. I think if I was going to pick my three, I'd go Reggie and Bolly, Max Stone, Monica Michael.
Interesting how they chucked Lauren Murray out first, which seemed like an obvious test to me. Because I think she'll be popular. I think she'll be one who could really grow through the competition.
Last year they started putting quite in that sort of Strictly X Factor gap. They did put some sort of decent acts up there, just maybe to accept the fact, they're not going to be in danger, and it proved the case for Lauren. I thought Lauren was probably, the fact that she was going on first, I thought that was probably one of the better performances of the night, to be honest.
Reggie and Bolly, 94, interesting act, Rob, because I'm finding it very difficult to call them because I'm not young, and I think a younger audience would really, really like them, and that fun factor, you know, the kind of audience who go away on holiday in the summer and have a party, you know, which unfortunately I can't do anymore. It seems like a summer song.
I'm not overly convinced they should be fast for this market, to be quite honest. Plus the fact that Fourth Impact, I wasn't overly impressed with them. They've got rid of Alien Uncovered. Or Alien
no way they're going,
as
mate.
They changed their name a third time last week, according to Simon. So,
mate, you need to get on the Fourth Impact bandwagon. They're going all the way.
Fourth Impact bandwagon. But I'm just saying, vocally, it was a bit of a struggle. If after 2 weeks they're going to put all the eggs in that one Fourth Impact basket, then that's fine. But I just think, I don't think they're strong enough to... If you're basically getting rid of all your acts now, apart from one, you're saying to the public, I'm quite happy for them just to be in the final.
True.
A Fourth Impact definite for the final.
I always thought they were, to be honest with you. From when I first saw them, I thought this is an act the thing they've got in their favour is that when it comes to... If it gets down to the fact that they're in the bottom two, then they've got two votes guaranteed. Simon Cowell loves them, wants them to be on his label. Having a massive group like that in that market would be huge for him. And I think as well that we're going to see, I wouldn't be surprised this week if after all the kind of the British references to Alien Uncovered that they got, now lo and behold, Fourth Impact doing Sound of the Underground by British girl band Girls Aloud, that'll get mentioned a lot. So now we'll start to get, you know, this inference that isn't it great that Britain accepts, you know, foreign acts coming into our competition? Because let's be fair, Cheryl could bang on about how British Alien Uncovered were, but she's picked Reggie and Bolly and Fourth Impact as two of her three groups, so it shouldn't matter that much to her either way. So I don't be surprised if we start to see a major push for Fourth Impact. I think they're brilliant, to be fair.
I mean,
it's not my kind of music, but I think it's. Yeah. I think every time they go on stage, they look brilliant.
As we said last week, this is your ready-made pop group. This is the equivalent of going into of buying a new house with all your fixture and fittings included. They don't need to do anything. You could send Fourth Impact out now with the right marketing, and sell records today.
Yeah.
Now, a few of these you're struggling with.
So if we say let's let. let if we're looking at a bottom three again here, and there's going to be a sing-off, obviously, I'm going to go back where you went last week. I'm going to say that Max Stone got through the first week, but he could be forgettable in a second week, especially if he doesn't get a great song. Now, if he's let's say Reggie and Bolly manage to escape because they've got this popular vote from the younger crowd. Keira Weathers bounces because that's what happens in X Factor. You're looking at Max Stone, Anton Steffens potentially being in the bottom two?
Yeah, I could see those two definitely.
Max goes in that situation.
It's where you're looking at the third, isn't it? I mean, Monica Mike, I'm still not convinced. I know it's a good song for her, but I think there's an early slot for her this week with it, and I think she's just... She just strikes me as being a big price.
Yeah, I see that. I can see that.
The fact that there was all that thing last week about it.
And she's surplus, isn't she? I mean, I wonder if they brought her back in just because they were worried about Keira Weathers' popularity, or maybe Keira Weathers is a bit of... Keira Weathers strikes me as being a bit problematic behind the scenes, you know.
Keira vocally in that sing-off last week was very good. Lauren Murray was very good.
I thought she murdered it.
Louisa Johnson is their chosen one. So they've tested the water with Lauren going on first.
I must have been on my own with that bottom two, because I thought she sang Everybody Hurts terribly.
Yeah, well, you were.
It's not a ballad.
Lauren...
she sang it like a ballad.
They've tested Lauren going on first. Louisa Johnson is their plan A. Keira Weathers gets the bounce. I won't be surprised.
I think you're right there. What you said there, Keira Withers, it's Weathers, but yeah, I think she does wither. I get your point then.
I think Monica goes on first tomorrow.
Okay.
8-1. They're not going to put Anton on first. If they're going to make it look really obvious that they want him out, they'll put Anton on first. But one of those two maybe to go on first.
Two questions for you then. Will there be another market out once the first elimination's gone, or a bottom two? You don't have to answer this
questions.
Right now.
Yeah, I don't like these questions.
Okay, so it'll
be the same as last week. There'll be a third elimination to go, and then as soon as the sing-off starts, the fourth elimination prices will go up.
And my other question is, go on, pick one. Who's yours? Who goes first?
Who goes first? I'm going for Max Stone.
Oh, you are now? I thought you were going to go Monica Michael.
Well, I mean, I bat Monica.
I'll go Anton Steffens.
I bat Monica before the song choice. The song choice will help Monica. But I just... I'm going Monica then. You're going to go Max out yourself.
I'll go Anton for a bit of fun.
Oh, really?
I'd back Max Stone at 9-2 and I'd have a little saver on Anton. I think something's afoot with Anton. It might not be... Look, this week may be way too early for it. It might be a two-week assassination attempt on him in a reality TV sense, of course.
You can get rid of him this week, it's a bonus.
Yeah, 20-1's a big
price.
We'll
have another go next week.
Exactly, but... So don't... I wouldn't be going too heavy on that. Interesting, though, as ever, like I said before at the start of the X Factor preview, we'll be getting Daniel Gould on next week. If you don't already read Sofabet, I'm sure you do, because most people who listen to this are well versed in all the various X Factor previews. But if you don't watch it for any reason, then go and check it out this week. It's very, very funny, and it's a wild read as well. Some of the conspiracy theories in the comments are absolutely brilliant. Elsewhere on the specials pages, we have loads there. We've got the X Factor and Strictly specials, the enhanced win doubles. We've got the spotty betting, the voice Oscars, Eurovision, Mercury Prize, Christmas specials, loads of number one, Snow, Christmas number one book, top Christmas video game available there. I'm a Celeb, which is happening on the...
Sunday.
Week on Sunday.
So we will, hopefully, by this time next Friday, we will get a full start list.
Yeah, like I said last week, keep an eye on that list and keep an eye on all the showbiz papers, the showbiz pages of the papers and the showbiz websites, because you never know, you might get a little bit of a march on Rob there. 6-1 Gazza, Will Meller, 7-1 Denise Van Outen, 8-1 Craig Charles, 8-1 Talisa, 9-1 Jake Wood. It's been too long that we haven't seen Talisa on our screens. George Shelley Tens, James Arthur, Spencer Matthews, and so on and so forth. Moving further down the specials pages, Next Pope, Olympic, Royal, Turner Prize, Weather, Star Wars, James Bond.
Good.
See ya. Thanks very much to Rob. Thanks very much to Andy Holding as well. Back next week with more of the same. In the meantime, if you're having a bet on any of the X Factor or Strictly Markets, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.